If you've ever seen the movie Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, then you may know what happens when someone looks into the Ark of the Covenant. There's this bit towards the end when the Nazis open the Ark of the Covenant after they found it, and then Indiana Jones turned to Marion and shouted to her, saying, "Don't look at it, no matter what you do. Don't look at it." Those who looked at the Ark of the Covenant all died. Similarly, in 1 Samuel 6, the 70 Levites of Bethshechem who looked at the Ark of the Covenant all died. They knew that the law of Moses prohibited the Levites looking at the holy things of God because that was a sign of disrespect to his holiness. But then somehow they could not resist the temptation to look into the ark. In verse 20, the people of Bethlehem asked the question, "Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God?" I mean, if the Levites cannot stand in his presence, then who qualifies to stand before him? I think this is really not only the main verse in chapters 5 and 6, but in the entire book and generally in the whole Bible. Who is able to stand before this holy God? Is it Eli the high priest or his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas? Is it the mighty Philistines or even their idol, Dagon? Is it the people who serve this false god, Dagon? Or is it the Levites of Bethlehem? The answer to all this is a resounding no. No one is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God. See, like the Philistine, the people of Israel were constantly wrestling with this concept of the reality of God's holiness and the need for their personal holiness in their daily walk with the Lord. In Psalms 15, 1 to 5, and Psalm 24, 3 to 5, the writers seek to answer this age-long question: who can stand before the holy God? In Psalm 15, 1 and Psalm 24, 3, a priest or even a Levite is asking the Lord a question about who was the right person to dwell in the sanctuary or to ascend to the hill of the Lord and live or stand in the holy place. This is the question we should be asking ourselves every time we meet to worship God, because worship is supposed to be done in the right way, with the right attitude, for the glory and honor of God. So who can stand before a holy God? Psalm 15 and Psalm 24 says that it's only those who lead blameless lives, who do the right thing and speak the truth from a sincere heart. It is those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends, those who despise the flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their words even when it hurts, those who lend money without charging interest and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Chapter 24 tells us it's only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. If you were to stop each member of the congregation at the door of the church every Sunday and refuse admission to those who haven't met the requirement of this list, I'm very sure that the church will be empty. I'm pretty sure that even the pastors and the deacons cannot attend, because none of us can meet these requirements fully. Because as Romans says in Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. The only one who is able to dwell in the presence of the Lord is our Lord Jesus Christ, because as Acts 3:14 tells us, his life was blameless. And we thank God that his blameless life was given for our reconciliation with God. Colossians 1:21-23 says that once you are aliens from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you in his holy sight without blemish and free from accusation. So again, the question is asked, who can stand before this holy God? By faith in Christ Jesus, you can stand before this holy God because you are made holy in Christ. You are free of accusation and condemnation. May the Lord help us to live holy and outstanding lives that brings him glory. Amen.